back out here at the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios at the 2025 Georgetown Fair. Chad Baker for WITY. And each year we have some great neighbors in the Vermilion County Handicapped Association. Just to our left, if we're facing north, they are typically the first folks that you see on the way in if you're coming up the main drag here on the fairgrounds. And we've got Glenn Billings, the president of the Vermilion County Handicap Association, with me at this time. Glenn, how are we doing?
All right, how you doing?
Doing very well. So let's talk about you first. You're a new president.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been doing the Handicap Association now for 13 years. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it. We raffle off a Harley every year, the raise funds to help the misfortunate can't afford a ramp, mm-hmm, for a handicap ramp, and that's how we raise our donations, by raffling off a Harley every year.
And it's a fine looking Harley each and every year. Tell us a little bit about this year's Harley Davidson.
It's a nice heritage. We all thought, came to a conclusion, it'd just be a nice buy for anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so for folks that want to come out and buy tickets, how much do tickets cost?
They're still $25.
Okay, $25, which if you buy one, then hey, you know, and you land on it, great.
Yes.
But you don't just necessarily just sell one. I mean, there's some folks that probably buy a lot.
We got 1,600 tickets we sell every year. We try to sell every them because after so many tickets, that pays back for the bike, mm-hmm, so we can do it again the following year, and everything after that is proceeds for the ramps.
What's the most tickets that you personally have ever sold at one person?
One person, four. Yeah.
Four. Okay, so nobody's gone way crazy over it, but you know, there's some that do. So let's talk about this. So Vermilion County Handicap Association going in and making sure that those that need ramps are getting ramps. How many folks have you helped over the years? It seems
right
like
now,
there's
our next ramp will be here in a couple weeks, and that'll be number 442.
That's just incredible. And so folks that have the ramps, are you just doing one door? Are you doing both doors of the residence? I mean, how is that typically?
One door.
Okay, so allowing them the ability to have handicap access to what would normally not be handicap accessible.
Right.
Okay, and so tell us a little bit about the process for those that have to sign sign up for this. Do they put in like a request for it, or how do they get involved with
They call there's a number on the site that you call, and they send you an application. You fill it all out, mm-hmm, and if you meet those guidelines, we'll come. We'll call you, let you know you made it, and we'll come out and measure which door you want it at, and we'll put you on our list.
Very
good. So far this year, we've done six.
Incredible. Let's talk about the association itself. Obviously, with a great amount of volunteers, you know, you can do carry out your mission. How many people are involved in the association?
Usually there's about 25 of us.
Okay. And everybody volunteers about the same amount? Give or take, however it's available?
We got retirees. We do, you mm-hmm know, I retired a year ago from Quaker Oats since mm-hmm they closed down.
Sure.
And we do some during the week, the smaller ramps, so we mm-hmm can do them. We get together and knock them out, the 20-footers.
Yeah.
And then the big ones we try to save for the weekend for when we have more crowds.
Excellent. For folks that want to get involved, how do they reach out to you? How do they get involved? Do you guys have meetings?
We have meetings every month in the middle of the month, but if they want to reach out, they can get on our site or look at our list that we have at the different bar locations, restaurants, and call one of them. We definitely use new help. Younger generation, most of our guys are in their 60s and 70s, mm-hmm, and it'd be great to get younger group to come back in.
There's always a call to arms for folks to looking to volunteer, and it's one of those that doesn't sound like it probably takes up a whole lot of time. You know, it's a matter of initiative and effort.
Yes, usually we do them on Sundays at 9 o'clock, and try to be done between 11 and 12, or it depends on the bigger ramps.
Absolutely.
Usually done by one.
Yep, and so that is all over the county. So if you're in the northern part of the county, southern part of the county, you can be helped.
From Rossville up to Hoopston. We've done a couple already up in Hoopston this year. We've done one in Rossville. We've done one in Indianola, one in Sidell, Georgetown.
Very good, very good. So for folks that want to learn more, do you guys have a website, social media presence?
Yes. Okay. We're on Facebook, Handicap Association. You can contact us through there, and there's a number on there you can call also.
Very good. Very good. Well, Glenn, I know that there's going to be some folks that are going to be sneaking back over there, so we'll let you get back. But thanks for spending some time with us, and thanks for helping us assemble our sign last night.
That's all great. It's
great to have great neighbors, and we love talking with you guys every year, and hopefully that you're able to continue your great mission here in Vermilion County. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That's Glenn Billings, the new president with the Vermilion County Handicap Association, if you're interested. And of course, it goes to a good cause, and you might end up with a Harley-Davidson out of it. A very, very beautiful bike. Come on out and check that out here while you're out here at the fairgrounds. We'll have one more report before the top of the hour out here as the clouds starting to trickle in here. We're going to try to shoo them away here for folks that are coming out for the ITPA tractor pull tonight, or excuse me, the Indiana Pullers League tractor pull tonight before they fire off here at 6 p.m. We'll be back with another report here from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Chad Baker for WITY.